This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning. I want to thank you again for joining us. Your support sustains us on air and it keeps Joy on air out loud and proud. As we move to what looks like our third last show from City Village on Bourke Street, Saturday Magazine starts now.
That was a player.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne, and in fact around the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest-running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. We welcome feedback from you, our listeners. This is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is the voice of humility and reason and also Olive Master, Tass.
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning.
Now, Macca, hang on. You made an announcement.
Did I?
Our third last show from this studio.
Well, it's likely to be.
Well, tell us more.
Well, we're moving to this place called the Victorian Pride Centre.
Really? And we actually have a date, do we, Macca?
Well, we're working around probably into the second week in May. We hope to be broadcasting. This could be our fourth last. Depends how it's all progressing.
It's a little bit rubbery.
It's a little. Flexibility in life is important.
It's a piece of work, Macca.
We need to do a piece of work on this. Because
hey, that's really exciting though, don't you think?
Look, it is. But it's also, in many ways, it's sad. You know, this has been a great place for us. We've had incredible support from the City of Melbourne. It's been a real joy, no pun intended, to broadcast from here. I am looking forward to Fitzroy Street and the very diverse environment we're going to be operating both inside the building and outside the building down there. And as a resident of that area, Tass, you're familiar with St Kilda, as is Mark, who's on panel with us today.
I mean, for me, Macca, it's going to be a five-minute sort of cycle.
Yes.
Or a 10-minute walk
and
or a
four-minute,
you know, tram trip. It's
and
going to be
Paul
so
as
easy.
Well. And you're more local too, aren't you, Fiona?
Fiona's gone.
Oh, that's right. She's moved to Collingwood. There you go. So she's a northerner. You know,
it'll be a hike for you though, Macca.
Sorry?
It'll be a hike for
it
you.
It is a bit of a hike, but it'll be worth it because the new studios are incredible.
Well, if anything, Macca, they are huge.
They're massive.
And they are a minimum of three times the size of these.
And they're state of the art. It's going to be a great space sharing it with all our other community organisations. So as I said, Mark is here. He's on panel. Fiona's on social media. Gordon isn't at home. He's actually on a motor friends thing, driving around somewhere with cars.
Macca, you have a question from Mel.
I do. Well, hang on, let me finish, Mark. I've got something to finish here.
Okay.
But I want to thank all our great volunteers, members and the Joy staff who worked so hard during Radiothon. And you know they worked so hard? It's because everyone who donated and became a member has contributed to an outstanding result. And that's down to all of you. You keep us on air, and remember, we're on air, we don't run on air. So thank you. We'll announce the Radiothon result during the week, but It's north of $210,000.
Well, that's fantastic.
And that is an outstanding result.
How does that compare to last year, Mac?
It's actually higher. Last year was around 180. And then, of course, when you include the value of prizes, you're probably getting to somewhere that'll have a three in front of it. So that's a pretty incredible effort.
I think it's extraordinary, Mac.
It's actually recognition of our value to our community, and that support is really significant. And let me just say this. We are going to have more members of Parliament as members than we've ever had before, and that's right across.
That's great.
The political, I wouldn't say divide, because they're all united in one thing, and that is they support Joy.
And that's great. Yeah. That's great.
So Mac, what's the question?
So, well, you've actually answered the question. Mel wants to know what the what the tally was to the Radiothon, and you've already answered that. That'll be announced during the course of the week.
Yeah, you know, there's always some tallying up to be done, and, you know, it is an outstanding result in times that are difficult for all of us. And, you know, whether you gave $2 or $2,000 or $20,000, every dollar goes to keeping Joy on air. And I'm very proud of our community. I'm proud of the Joy community for supporting us so strongly. So,
today's showmaker.
What do we got coming up?
Well, we've got David Davis and his upper house opposition or other side colleague, Harriet Shing, on radio this morning. David Davis is the leader of the opposition in the upper house, and Harriet Shing is a parliamentary secretary for creative industries, equality, and now, I believe, water. So we'll be interested to learn all about that and her work.
Yep.
Macca, we then have Fiona Patten. And we're going to talk about electric vehicle policy, which will be, I know, is a pet topic of yours and a bit of an interesting subject. Jane Caro, author
and commentator. Well, it's a really important subject because this is about...
Don't deny it.
It is about the future. And Fiona is unusual amongst, not unique, but unusual amongst MPs. And Fiona does her research. She bases on facts. She listens, she negotiates, and she gets an outcome. Put all those things together, that's why she's so popular.
And so Jane Caro, author and commentator, we're going to have a great conversation with her. She wants to talk about milkshakes and inner city types.
Malted milkshakes?
Not solving climate change and, of course, Morrison's inability to put a foot right. We're then going to talk with Amanda Keddie, Professor Amanda Keddie from Deakin University, again about the milkshakes scenario. And we're going to finish off with a bit of a book review.
Do you have a the book review is Sue Smethurst, isn't it?
Sue Smethurst, and it's the Freedom Circus magazine.
This is a really, really interesting subject. On milkshakes, Tess, do you like milkshakes?
Can't say I've had one for a long... Actually, I don't like milk, Macca.
No, you don't, do
no,
you?
Well,
you can't have it with almond juice. I won't call it milk because it's...
No, I don't even drink any of that stuff. No. I mean, I just... You know,
but you know the sort of milk...
If you don't drink it, you don't drink it, really.
I love a Blue Heaven milkshake.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mark Adams is about to...
Mark's about to bounce off the buttons.
On the panel.
Hey, Macca, I've got to say, last night I went to a midsummer gig.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, you couldn't talk to me. I wanted to talk to you and you said, look, I've got to have my dinner and I'm going out. And
Yeah. Well, you know.
Fancy taking second place.
So, Ian and I went and saw a little cabaret show in a quirky little place in Paran, which I'd never heard of before or been to, called the MC Studios. And it's out some back lane called Clifton Street in Paran.
Oh, yes.
I'd never heard of it. It's like a little sort of street line with warehouses, really.
Mm.
Like a semi-industrial sort of zone. And there's this sort of really camp little venue. And it's got a couple of bars and it's got this sort of stage.
Nice.
And we sat cabaret style and watched... Jamie and Justin.
Is there a little light on the table?
No, but there was a little table and we did buy a little drink. I actually had a Mars bar because I didn't really feel like a drink. I know, well, I didn't have any M&M's, so I thought a Mars bar was next.
No, M&M's are not good for our teeth, Tess.
I know those. Anyway, can I just say... It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
It was an hour of camp, diva-style entertainment, two guys. You know, it's unclear whether they were a couple or not. I think they were, but they were fantastic. And, you know, we were so enthused by that that we've now decided we're going to go through the catalogue and just try to go to something every couple of days when we've got a free night. Otherwise, we've got to support these things.
We do.
If we don't support them, they won't happen.
Exactly. You don't support
and
them, you don't buy
tickets. And it was fun. It was so much fun.
You know, at the end of the day, no good having putting an event on and no one turns up.
Yeah. So, Jamie and Justin, I forget the name of this show, but it was a lot of fun. And I've got to say, Macca, young Justin, who was the singer, did this sort of monologue about the challenges that he and many other performers and entertainers experienced during COVID last year and how a number of their colleagues and friends basically haven't survived. He almost had the entire house in tears. It was quite moving. It was actually
fantastic. It's important to remember,
fantastic.
You know, that, you know, folk in those industries have been incredibly challenged. Something we might actually speak to Harriet Shing about as the Parliamentary Secretary for Creative Industries in terms of what the government's done, but what, you know, because I know, is it La Mama in Carlton? This was actually a couple of years ago, wasn't it, that it burnt down? But they pledged a lot of money for the rebuilding of that. So it'll be an interesting subject. As always, if you want to give us your thoughts, onair@joy.org.au, SMS 0427569949. We love your feedback, even when it attacks Tass. Which it never does. It always attacks me. It's most unfair.
Well, that's because you've been a bit unkind to me this morning, Macca.
Oh, I haven't. I haven't even started yet. Just wait till we get going. So I've got a bit of a pet subject that I want to... or not a pet subject, a recent theory, and Tass and I were debating this before the show. And it's about how social media and the extremes that are now appearing on social media, on the left and on the right, and I think back over the last few years and think, okay, let's look at Russia, let's look at China, let's look at, you know, Trumpism in America, let's look at Brexit, let's look at Australia, whether that's around refugees or energy or whatever. I think one of the reasons social media has become so toxic is because the governments that we elect, that we have elected, whether they're on the left or the right or the centre, increasingly, and there are people who feel they're not being represented or heard. So the platform that they're using, in some cases out of desperation, is because they don't feel they're being represented. Anyway.
I think your point of view is an interesting one, Macca, but I would say that... social media has made everybody now a journalist and a commentator.
Yeah.
It's easy, it's immediate, and it's accessible. Once upon a time, you had to sort of pull out your typewriter
You had to do a Melina Smith and write a letter.
That's right, that's right. And people don't do that anymore.
I write letters.
Yes, you do.
Letters and long emails.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You do. But the thing is, people don't do that anymore, and social media has made it easy.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.